CRI News, I'm Liu Yan in Beijing. U.S. President Barack Obama has hosted leaders from economies of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum in a welcome dinner. The leaders are in Honolulu, Hawaii for their annual APEC summit. They will start their consultations on Sunday, focusing on pushing forward the Doha Round trade negotiations, next-generation trade and investment issues, battling trade protectionism, promoting green growth, and regulatory cooperation. The theme of this year's APEC summit is toward a seamless regional economy. Chinese President Hu Jintao has conducted a series of bilateral talks with top leaders from the United States, Japan, and Vietnam. The leaders are attending the APEC summit in Honolulu, Hawaii. The Chinese president and his U.S. counterpart Barack Obama have stressed the need to make joint efforts under current circumstances to enhance the China-U.S. cooperative partnership based on mutual respect and mutual benefit. Hu Jintao and Obama have also had in-depth and candid discussions on bilateral relations, as well as international and regional issues of common concern. The Chinese president has also exchanged views on bilateral relations and issues of common concern with Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihiko Noda, noting that Noda has vowed on several occasions to promote the Japan-China relationship. Hu Jintao says he is ready to work together with Noda and explore ways to boost bilateral ties. This is the first formal meeting between the two leaders since Noda was elected as Japanese Prime Minister in August. Next year marks the 40th anniversary of the normalization of China-Japan diplomatic relations. In his talks with Vietnamese President Trao Thanh San, Hu Jintao says China is ready to work with Vietnam to maintain and further develop their all-around strategic cooperative partnership. The Chinese president puts forward a three-point proposal to that end, including enhancing mutual trust, deepening pragmatic cooperation, and expanding people-to-people exchanges. This year marks the 20th anniversary of the normalization of bilateral relations between China and Vietnam. Earlier, President Hu Jintao called on Asia-Pacific economies to make all efforts to achieve a balanced, inclusive, sustainable, innovative, and safe economic growth. He sent the message in a keynote speech delivered at the APEC CEO Summit. The Chinese leader made proposals for economic growth and stability.
Under the current circumstances, we must be firmly committed to maintaining growth and promoting stability, with a special emphasis on ensuring strong growth in order to add momentum to the economic development in the Asia-Pacific and beyond.
Hu Jintao called for improving global economic governance, promoting green growth, deepening the regional economic integration, and strengthening public-private partnership to stimulate the global economic recovery. He said China's development constitutes an important force driving economic growth in the Asia-Pacific region, and China will make the following efforts.
一、深化经济体制改革，改善商业投资环境。
First, deepen economic structural reform and improve business and investment environment. Second, grow a green economy and promote the conservation culture. Third, step up protection of intellectual property rights and make China a country driven by innovation. Fourth, open wider to the outside world and take active part in global economic governance and regional cooperation.
Chinese Commerce Minister Chen Deming says China-ASEAN Free Trade Area, launched at the beginning of last year, accords with the mutual interests of China and 10 nations of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations and brings advantage to both sides. Chen made the remarks during his meetings with senior officials from Indonesia and Thailand on the sidelines of the APEC summit in Honolulu. He says China encourages enterprises to invest in the ASEAN nations and would like to cooperate with enterprises from these countries. 34 miners have been confirmed dead after a gas leak occurred in a coal mine in southwest China's Yunnan province Thursday morning. As of Sunday, 34 bodies have been found, and 9 miners are still trapped underground at Sizhuang coal mine located near the city of Chujing. Hundreds of rescuers are continuing to search for the trapped miners. That's the news for this hour. I'm Liu Yan in Beijing.